Environment and Natural Resources Committee will come to order. We've got a, now have a quorum. Representative Dill moves the minutes from April 5th. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. Minutes are adopted. Representative Cole. We're going to go with Representative Cole's bill first. Members, this is going to be our last meeting this year. These are a couple of bills that have gotten to the Senate floor that we didn't hear. So we're going to hear those today to meet deadlines. We're going to send Representative Cole's bill to rules and Representative Cox's bill to the floor, I believe. Okay. Representative Cole's, Representative Dill?
I move the bill for Representative Coles, Mr. Chair.
Representative Dill moves House File 2279. Members, we have this copy of the bill. It looks like an amendment, but it's the 053561. But we're just using that as a copy of the bill language. That's House File 2279. And Representative Coles has an amendment, the 0569 amendment, to get the bill in the shape that he'd like. All in favor of that amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion prevails. Amendment is adopted. Representative Coles.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I will be very brief because I have with me Barb Swanson, the mayor of Cologne, who can discuss the project in more detail. The amendment that was just adopted is an amendment that was adopted yesterday in the Senate. Apparently, there were some concerns that Bowser had prior to this amendment going on. Once it went on, Bowser's concerns apparently have now gone away. Members, what this is a public safety project. Lake Benton is the... Benton Lake, I guess, is the proper term in the city of Cologne. What we're attempting to do here is construct a trail around the lake. Right now, people riding their bikes or walking walk along State Highway 284. And as Cologne is growing, as Carver County is growing, we're seeing traffic increase. Automobile traffic and pedestrian traffic. This is a public safety issue. With me is Barb Swanson, the mayor of Cologne. She's going to describe the project in a little more detail. We also have Craig Schmidt, the committee or the city engineer, available to answer questions if members do have questions.
Ms. Swanson?
Mr. Chair and members, I thank you for letting us come.
Mayor, please state your name for the record.
My name is Barbara Swanson, and I'm the mayor in the city of Cologne.
Very good.
And
thank you.
I am here today on behalf of our community and residents in Cologne. We do have a very, very, very neat need. We have a public safety concern here in our community. I have been on the planning commission and then mayor now for my third term, and as our community has been growing, there gets to be, Craig, if you can help me out here, the downtown Cologne, the older part of our community is on the southerly portion down there. And as our community has been growing in these last 10 years to the north part of the town, we have more people, whether it be adults or children, that are going from the north part of town to the south part of town. We do have a park up in that area and parks both in the north and south end of our town. People are coming, if you can see by some of the handouts, they're trying to, on the shoulder of the road that's only about a foot and a half to 2 feet in some areas, they're either walking or biking. We have, I've seen myself many near accidents with children, and we are trying to be able to construct a trail along the lake side of 284, you'll see, is a major highway that goes through there. We don't have a lot of other options to be able to have connectivity with the north and the south part of town. So that is why we are before you today to look at this option, because we have scrutinized it very carefully and feel this is the best possible option to be able to give us the number one, the public safety concern to be able to be addressed, and the number two, good connectivity so people can go throughout our community. I'm trying to keep it brief, but is there more questions? Or
any
we do
questions?
Also have a bigger blow up of this area, if that would be helpful.
Representative Pennis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and as I look at this, at your pictures, and I certainly support trails and safety for the children, but I see definitely wetlands, and I'm wondering about the environmental impact of asphalt. I assumed it would be asphalt trail, and I was wondering, it doesn't seem to be the normal crew here to testify for saving our habitat. So I guess there is no other alternative, and I would say maybe this is an access issue. Would that be correct?
We have looked at this over the past years and have tried to get it through. We did have, I don't have the gentleman's name here, Ron Harmack was at the Senate meeting yesterday, and we went through this discussion, and he was in support of this proposal when we looked at doing it. So Bowser was aware of what we were doing, and when we looked at, we explained, we showed where it was going and what we intend to do. I mean, our concern in our community is we want to impact the wetlands the least amount possible, but yet this, if you look at the size of our community, it's about 1,300 residents. We're trying to be able to also have the use of this amenity, and then by heading the trail along, you know, that side, it can be a win-win situation. I mean, again, the number one thing that we're asking is for the public safety. People, you know, not only children, but adults are trying to get from one side of town to the other side of town, and with the shoulder being so narrow, and it being a state highway, there's a lot of semi-trucks and dump trucks and larger vehicles. It's not only smaller vehicles, and the speed limit is supposed to be 30 miles an hour, but most of them are going, you know, anywhere from 45 to 50 miles an hour, so...
Representative.
Thank you, Ms. Chair. And just a follow-up, and I can relate to this, where you need to have access and you need to have a trail, and I'd be supportive of this. And I know Representative Cole will be supportive of things I need to. Thank you.
Okay, members, there's a couple of folks that members that have questions, but let's get the testimony from Mr. Craig Schmidt from City Engineer. Please state your name and who you represent for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Craig Schmidt. I'm the city engineer for Cologne. As the mayor mentioned, this has been an issue that has been talked about in the community for quite some time. Of the primary issue that we have, and is kind of illustrated by the photographs that were before you, is that while we have this orphan of a roadway called Trunk Highway 284 that goes through our community, we have an alignment that brings that very close to wetlands all along the south side where the trail needs to go. I mean, we are trying to capitalize to the extent possible on the environmental amenities associated with the project. We are trying to the greatest degree possible, make this as safe an area as possible, and also recognizing the fact that this will be a relatively major facility. We anticipate a lot of usage in the community over the years. It's going to be a bikeway as well as a walkway. It'll be used by all of those sorts of pedestrians for movement. We don't have a lot of alternatives available to us. We didn't have anything, unfortunately, to do with when 284 was aligned some many years ago and where that was put in. And at this point in time, we're trying to deal with the situation that we have and try to make this as safe as possible for our residents. The pictures that you have kind of illustrate what exists out there. It's a two-lane wide road with a narrow gravel shoulder. It immediately falls off toward the lake, and it is within that environment that we're attempting to construct a trail that will be usable for the citizens. I'll be happy to answer any other questions you may have with regard to that.
Representative Hans.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm a little confused here on what the actual issue is. Is the bill seeking authorization to build the trail, or is it relating to the wetland replacement ratio?
Representative Cole or Mr. Schmidt?
The amended bill is to include us as a public safety project under the statute 103G.2221L, and what that would authorize would be for Bowser to actually do the replacement as part of a public safety project versus a mitigation or a fill-in mitigation type of a process. It will be treated as a public safety project, a high-priority public safety project, whereby Bowser would do the replacement under their authority.
Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So
as the local government unit, the replacement would occur then in the city of Cologne, or would it be somewhere in Carver County?
Mr. Chair, presumably it would be completed as part of an overall the state banking program. I don't believe that there will actually be any credits that would be developed within Cologne, but more that overall state banking process they would use for similar type projects.
Representative Cox.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Hansen asked my first question, but my second one, maybe Mr. Schmidt or the mayor could answer, is it looks like the much of your growth there in Cologne and on the north is on the outboard side of the lake, obviously, and on the south, same side. And I am assuming you're not going on the outboard side of that highway because of all the driveways and development and everything that would have to be crossed. But have you got a good way to get them across the highway if kids are riding down from the top and then they need to get to the parks and they're going to have to cross the highway then?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, if I may, what you see on the south end here where development is going to occur is an area where where there's a large residential development that's currently underway. There is connectivity issues that we have. There's a school and community center site, a commercial area. We are actually looking, and I'll just point just briefly away from the microphone. Right in that area, there's actually a railroad bridge. It's a great separated bridge with three bays. We're actually looking at developing connectivity either along County Road 36 or elsewhere to provide great separated crossing across Highway 212. Again, keep in that same vein of overall trying to move people safely through the community.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Any further questions? Okay, Representative Dill renews his motion that House File 2279 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion prevails. The bill is passed to rules.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your testimony.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Representative Cox. Representative Cox moves House File 731 to bring the bill before us. And Representative Cox, you have an amendment. It's kind of a delete all amendment, isn't it?
That's correct.
To get the bill in the shape that you'd like. Representative Cox moves the A050546 amendment to get it in the shape that he'd like. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. Representative Cox.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This bill is a fairly simple little bill dealing with individual sewage treatment system inspections. As many of you, I'm sure, know that there are standards in place that the PCA has developed, and local communities can vary from those slightly, but then they need to be inspected. And there's been some issue with people inspecting sewage treatment plants or sewage treatment systems for people, and then actually handing out the next business card, which is soliciting the work to actually correct if there's any deficiencies and so forth. And that would be, you know, it's not unlike a health inspector coming in, doing inspection, and then offering to correct deficiencies, or an architect offering to correct deficiencies on a building inspections or whatever. So essentially what this bill does, it's just the last line here. You'll see the system professional may not use their position to solicit business for private enterprises that they've been involved with inspection of. The amendment that we put on matches up to the Senate's provisions, and it's on their general orders, so I took their language and moved it forward on that. And that's about it. I'd stand for questions, Mr. Chair.
Well, Representative Cox, it's a much, much improvement to House File 731 the way it was written. I wasn't going to hear the bill until we got this change. And I do approve of the change. I've got some friends that are in this business, and they're also employed by local units of government, and this would either put them out of business or put them out of their job,
yeah,
the way it was originally written. So I believe that this is good language that you have now. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Cox. Who's the responsible governing authority? Is it the PCA that would enforce this?
The
Representative Cox.
There, I'm not sure which one you're looking at. There are no specific rules governing the inspection of an individual sewage treatment system, and that's what this is trying to address a little bit. I don't believe that they, unless Mr. Helen or somebody may know differently, I don't believe there are rules for that actual component of it. There are rules about how the systems are supposed to operate, but as far as actually setting out the inspection of it, I don't think they've done that, and that's where this little problem has started to surface. And I don't think it's a huge problem, but as Chairman noted, there are times when you can run into some conflicts and things, and this should clarify that.
But Representative Cox and Representative Hansen, I do believe Mr. Helen can help us. This is language that has to do with the MPCA.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members, it does relate to the MPCA statutes 115-55.
Mr. Chair, so if someone did use their position wrong, it would be the Pollution Control Agency that would take the consequence.
I would think so.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. Yes, that would be correct as far as I know. Yes. Sorry about that.
Any further questions? Any further questions? Okay, Representative Cox renews his motion that House File 731 be recommended to pass and be placed on the general register. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion prevails. Bill is passed and sent to the general register. Thank you, Representative Cox.
Thank you, members.
Members, this is our last meeting for this year, and I think we've had a pretty good session, and hopefully we can get our bills that we passed out here done on the House floor. Anything anybody wants to bring up or any statements? Representative Hansen, you had an issue where you were going to have where there was going to be a prairie burn, and you want to talk to us a little bit about that? I think Representative Hansen might want to invite us to that if it all works out with the weather and everything.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have some CRP property in Fillmore County and Representative David's district, and need to do a prairie burn, and I've been working with Pheasants Forever to do that burn. It would be probably in the next few weeks here on a weekend if the weather cooperates, and I'd like to work with the committee, invite people down if they haven't seen the burn professionals work on a prairie to restore habitat. It would be about 2 hours one way and then back if people are interested in that.
So you might want to get to either Representative Hansen or to Jake and let us know if you're interested in participating. We'll have to get some more information about when it's going to be exactly and that sort of thing. So, I'd like to thank Dave and Ed and Joan and Jake and John for all their help this year. And I guess if there's nothing else before the committee, we'll adjourn unless somebody else has anything else they would like to say. Oh, Arlen and Arlene, thank you very much for your help. You've done a tremendous job. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah.
Meeting adjourned.